Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. We want to thank you for tuning in this morning or this evening and listening to Wake Up Call. We hope we're getting the message out, and we're trying our best to red pill a lot of y'all. And if you don't know what that means, we're trying to spread the truth and educate you into what's going on in the real world, not what's going on behind the scenes in fake news. So thank you for tuning in. We hope we're getting our job done. And we have our normal...
Abby Normal.
Abby Normal.
There's nothing normal about these people. So we have our standard regular crew, and that would be Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello.
Hello.
Melissa Potter.
Hello.
Hal and Rainer James.
Hey there. Hey.
And moi. So there's a lot to talk about in the aftermath of the Virginia elections. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk a little bit or a whole lot about that. And guess what? There's a virus spreading across the country. It's called COVID-19, in case you haven't heard, over and over and over and over again. I was at an anti-mask mandate rally out in front of the school board here in Craven County the other evening. And it's pitiful. It's pitiful to see the people coming in, driving down the road in a car by themselves, fully masked, and they come to a anti-protest against the protesters that were protesting against the mask.
Well, you know, Rick, I believe that the position is we're not against masks. We don't want to prevent masks, but we also don't want to require masks.
We don't
prefer no legislation or mandates to require it.
That's
either
absolutely
way.
Absolutely right.
It's called freedom. It's called freedom.
If you want to wear a mask all day long, you wear that mask all day long.
Right.
I don't care. Just don't tell me if I need to wear it or
absolutely.
Not.
Absolutely. Well, my message to those people is if you feel safe with the mask and you feel threatened or in danger being around people that don't have masks, then for gosh sakes, don't go to an anti-mask rally, okay? Please just stay home with your mask on and be safe.
You know, Rick, we also have a glut of, I'm going to call, super spreader events, like NFL football games, like high school football games, like college football games, like all of those various areas where people are getting together. Very few masks in sight. There are people that are wearing the masks, no problem, but very, very few masks in sight. And these were historically called super spreader events.
Yeah, and have you seen all the videos on the news channels about the people not wearing masks attacking the ones with masks at the ball games?
No.
No.
I haven't seen any either.
From the
I've
other
seen
direction.
Some nastiness from people wearing masks against people not wearing masks.
You know what? I think it's a sign that... By and large, we the people are freedom-loving people, and we're not standing for this nonsense anymore.
One thing that made a big impression on me was hearing Dr. Rand Paul get on Dr. Fauci's case.
Yes.
About the dangers that have been imposed on the world population, basically, with his involvement with the darn virus.
With the gain of function.
The gain of function, right. And he pointed out that the gain of function was one. Now, I don't know exactly, but if you say one, it's what happened. Then he said there is a possibility that the gain of function of 15 could possibly wipe out half of the world, mm-hmm. the world's population. And I know, I guess it was, who's the fellow that would like to see that happen?
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates, mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess he'd be happy with that. But Rand Paul didn't cut him any slack at all.
No, he didn't. Bless him.
Yeah. He called him a lot of pretty good names.
And asked him to resign.
Thanks for adding that, because that's the whole crux of the thing. Said, you ought to resign. He said, you're just trying to cover your ass.
What gain of function is when the scientists, the humans, manipulate a virus to gain the function to grow and be used in humans.
Yeah.
So they take it from an animal and they manipulate it, and it gains the function to be able to infect humans.
And it's not, it isn't naturally occurring, and they can have a patent on it.
Right.
There's the crux of it. That's where the money comes in.
Yeah, and I think you need to look at where Fauci's financial interests are. Right. Follow the money.
Now, we cannot forget that Fauci, in less than 4 months ago, said that he was... And the U.S. was not given money to gain the function. And it has been found out in the last month that he lied about that. He lied about it. And yeah, he absolutely should resign, but he should also be charged.
Yes. Can I say one more thing about COVID?
Yeah.
Senator Ron Johnson held a hearing. One of the people who spoke up is Army Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long. She's the brigade surgeon for the 1st Aviation Brigade at Fort Rucker, Alabama. She told about having three pilots come to her with symptoms of having had the COVID shot, the jab. Two of them had heart problems, which she diagnosed. The third one, the day after he took the shot, felt drunk, dizzy, disoriented. And the drunkenness didn't last, but the dizzy, disoriented did. Well, she shut them all down from being able to fly the same day. She reported it. The next day, she was told she was no longer seeing sick patients. She would only give well exams, and the records for the people that she had shut down were pulled, no longer available to her. The Army is hushing that up. I don't know who else is, but do we have a bunch of drunk, dizzy, disoriented, heart attack prone pilots flying our military planes all around our country? I don't know.
Wow.
Since you brought that up, there are reports out that there's an excessive number of plane crashes since this started, inordinate numbers of them. And, you know, like our pilots having heart attacks, things like that.
That is tragic and should never be, and we ought to stop this vaccine.
Before we leave the subject, I want to mention in the current county compass, one's on the stands now, free newspaper to pick up, and we have on page 7 our CCTA in action page, and there's an article there that Raina wrote about Jennifer Dacey speaking at our meeting on the 16th. Tuesday night at Stanley Hall Ballroom, as usual, and it's called Standing Against Tyranny. But here's one of the things she's going to talk about. A variety of related topics that include the nature of the COVID-19, its origin, treatment, and prevention methods, supply sources for medications, related issues at every hospital, the legal efforts that are required in order to overcome inappropriate protocols. So I think it's going to be a very interesting meeting on the same subject we've been talking about.
Right. That and other subjects, too, also. Yeah. Okay, well, we need to take a break. But before we go to the break, since we have been talking about this subject, folks, if you want to find out more news about topics like this, go to cctaxpayers.com. And on our menu bar, there's a link called Alternative News Sources. Now, these are news sources are not mainstream media. They're not owned by the same seven corporations that owns all the other news media out there, like ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, Fox News, and so forth and so on, PBS, Propaganda Broadcast System. Those are all owned by corporate media, are all owned by seven big corporations. They all give you the same news stories, the same talking points over and over again. And if you'll look up the Mockingbird Project, you'll see where they all come together there. Anyway, on our site, if you'll click on that alternative news sources, you'll find things that are opposite of that, and that would be like One America News Network, the Right Side Broadcasting Network, Just the News, NTD, News Today, and it's NTD. A lot of people don't know about it. But these are people, Chinese Americans, that have escaped socialism, and they know what's going on. They've seen the signs. They've lived through it. And you can get some very interesting news and commentary there. Newsmax, of course, and then the Epoch Times. Then just below that, you'll see some links. Citizens Free Press is a conglomeration of all kinds of conservative blogs and news links out there. And then below that, you'll see another alternative media links, which is another compilation of the same thing. Now, third and final thing I want to tell you about is Telegram. On our homepage at the top right hand is a green box that says, join us on Telegram. If you haven't got Telegram, if you're not on there yet, you need to get there. Most of the major conservatives in the country and actually around the world are now using Telegram to communicate, and you can find a wealth of information there. If you want to find out more about COVID-19 and treatment for it and things like that and getting medications, just go there and search on COVID-19. If you want to find out more about the elections, just search on elections. It is excellent source for information. So
I noticed in Telegram that I'm getting texts from people from practically all over the world.
Yeah, it's a world. It's a global thing.
Right. So it's not just your friends and neighbors or people that you put on there.
Right.
Lots of people join.
Because, folks, if you'll notice, if you are watching mainstream media or any of the alternative media sources, that the whole world is involved in what's going on now, because it's a global effort to form a new world government where the elite are in control and they control everything you do. And the evidence of that is in the UK, in France, Europe, all of that, other countries there. They are rebelling. They are in the streets, standing up by the tens of thousands or the millions, and they're pushing back. They're pushing back, and they're wondering why we in America are not doing the same thing.
Some of us are.
Yeah. Yep. And you know, oddly, I think those football games with no mask are great protests.
Absolutely. Yeah. Bob was telling me about a high school named Brandon High School.
And let's go, Brandon.
There you go.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go,
Brandon. Let's go, Brandon.
And support the Brandon High School football team. All right. We're going to go ahead and take that break now, and we'll come back and continue our conversation right after you hear from our sponsors.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
The God and Country Christian Alliance has a simple mission, but it is a profound one. They want to inform and educate the public on issues of moral and political concern. They want to restore the Judeo-Christian values upon which this nation was founded to all levels of government. And they want to encourage and activate pro-family voters. Simple, but not easy. The God and Country Christian Alliance meets the third Monday of every month at Moore's Barbecue on MLK in New Bern. Meetings begin promptly at 7 p.m. and end by 8:30. To enjoy dinner with the group before the meeting, arrive between 6 and 6:30. Both the food and the company are good. Meetings include speakers and discussion, and their annual banquets are legendary. Join them on the third Monday of each month for a refreshingly candid view of the world and our place in it.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and again, I want to thank you for tuning in and joining our crew here. All right, Melissa, I know you spent many hours tracking down what the other side has to say about the election, plus what actually happened in the election. So,
yeah, we actually had some really big wins for us. We won Virginia, the governor's seat, the lieutenant governor's seat, and the attorney general's seat. So big wins for us in a what has been a blue state for a long time. So the reaction from mainstream media or from the left has been pretty insulting. I would like to point out the lieutenant governor is a black woman. She is the first woman and the first black woman to, or first person of color to be the lieutenant governor in Virginia.
And an immigrant, black immigrant.
She is an immigrant from Jamaica. And she is a war vet, so.
Marine, I believe.
Yes. And then we have the attorney general, who's Republican, is of Mexican descent.
Yes.
So those three Republicans, and Republicans were called, the reason why the Democrats lost is because of white lash, because of racism. Joy Reid went on her show and said that we have to realize that the Republicans are now dangerous. They're a threat to our national security. The white supremacists that came out and voted, that the big issues were culture war issues, which I take offense to. Education is a culture war issue.
In their mind, yeah.
So the education took big, big spotlight in the voters' mind in Virginia. And it was, she said that when you talk about education and that parents are concerned about education, that reads white parents are upset that their little white children will learn about race in school.
Good Lord. They don't let the truth bother them, slow them up a bit, do they?
Not at all. It was so just continuous, just a continuous beating.
Well, I saw where Charlie Kirk actually posted the truth. He said the Republicans weren't responsible because of white lash. Mm-hmm. It was woke lash.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Perfectly
right.
Put. I like
what
it.
I'm going to say, what did Virginia prove is that, and other places, Republicans won big in other places, what it proved is Americans are tired of this.
Well, if you'll remember, in the last presidential election, what happened in Virginia, they lost everything. Because people didn't go out and vote. The Democrats had everything planned, ready to go, and within 24 hours of the governor taking control of Virginia, they changed everything. The gun laws.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. They were already written.
Right. It was already written, ready to go. They planned it. They executed it. And they took charge. And they went forward. And Virginia changed overnight. Within 24 hours, all of the executive orders and things that came through and the legislation after that that was passed. So this new governor's got his job cut out for him in getting things back. But the people woke up. They said, we can't let this happen again. And they showed up this time. They showed up.
You know, Rick, also, I think it's interesting if you look at those races, the loser in each of those races greatly outspent the winner.
Oh, yeah.
Greatly outspent. What we need to do is we need to find the loser's source of money named George Soros, and we need to shame him. We need to woke him and woke him right out of the country.
Well, you know, that's been a proven thing over a number of elections. Many of the voters can't be bought, you know.
Yeah.
The money is not
he
what
has
they're...
managed to buy some attorneys general in the past, but I think changing.
But I'm talking about these political ads that bombard you day after day after day after day.
Fills your mailbox full.
Yeah, unless you're a brainless wonder out there, they don't convince you to vote for some of these people.
One of the things that I think hit parents, there were a lot of anecdotal stories about what's going on in the Virginia schools. And, of course, the mainstream media is saying, oh, CRT isn't taught. Well, one mother shared a story of her little six-year-old coming home and saying, am I evil because I'm a white person? What a horrible thing to say to a six-year-old child.
Yeah, Yeah.
So what I learned from that, after hearing ad nauseum, The View did a huge segment on how CRT, and if you say it's CRT, you don't understand what CRT is, and it's just taught in law schools, and blah, blah. We've all heard it, right? You know what? I'm fine, because I've said in the past, no, it's not under the name critical race theory. It's not.
The name changes at the speed of light, because
right.
we catch on 1 minute, and they change the name the next, but they don't change what they do.
Now, what critical race theory is a theory, and it basically is you look at a problem and you find where the racism is in it. That's all it is, okay? So if you want to say we're not teaching CRT, or it's not, you know, it's not in the school books, it's not in the curriculum, you're teaching racism.
Well,
I don't have to call it CRT. I'll call it racism. You're teaching racism. You are teaching these kids to be divided.
Yeah. You're teaching one group they're evil and another group that it's impossible for them to get
right.
ahead and set goals and do what they want.
I'm reminded right. of the school teacher that stood up at that public hearing that the Board of Commissioners in Craven County held on the CRT. And she said, I have taught in, I believe it was 5 different school districts in the state of North Carolina, and I taught CRT in every one of them.
For 30
and
been years.
For 20 years.
I thought it was 30.
30 years.
30
She's
years.
Been teaching 30
yeah.
years.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Teachers absolutely are teaching racism because they are not monitored the entire time. You cannot tell me it's not in there.
And
too
what
many
they said,
stories.
There was some truth in what they said. It is being taught in law school, and it's been taught in the universities for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And the results of that, the students that sit there and learned it are now teaching it
right.
to others,
right.
maybe not through an official curriculum.
Right.
You won't find a textbook on it. But what was pounded into their heads while they were in those universities, they're now sharing with their students.
Yeah, we're probably now in about the third generation of that happening.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's
well,
not...
it's high time to end it.
Yeah, it
is. And the reverse of that is that parents are paying attention.
Yes,
right.
And that's
one thing that came out of COVID with
yep.
parents being home with their kids and having to be more involved.
Yes.
And is they're seeing and hearing how these teachers talk to these students, or the assignments that they're giving, or the books that are available to them at the libraries or in the classroom. And they are paying attention.
Or their child, because as they get closer and closer to starting in pre-K, the younger the child is, the more inquisitive they are, you know, they'll come home and ask, like
right.
the question you mentioned, why am I evil or am I evil?
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't know better. The high school students and all, some of them, they're not going to mention what's being said
right.
in high school.
Right.
But these young kids, they don't mind. Out of the mouth of babes, you
yeah,
know.
Right. Absolutely.
So parents are getting shocked at, where'd that come from? Well, my teacher. Okay.
Right.
So, and back to talking about the money in the elections, there was an interesting story about a truck driver in New Jersey. Go ahead.
I have an update on that. He spent $153 on his primary campaign.
Yeah.
And Melissa, you told me he spent more on his regular
campaign.
Well,
after he won the primary, he did come out in an article today. He did say, I spent $8,000 to $9,000
yes.
on the entire campaign.
Now, the update on that, and this was posted this afternoon at the Gateway Pundit, the New Jersey Senate president won't concede to the Republican truck driver. He says 12,000 ballots were recently found in one county.
So, yeah, but those were all for Biden.
But the...
Did the printing presses roll overnight?
I would like to point out, though, that the new governor of Virginia is a businessman. He defeated a longtime politician.
Yes.
Yes.
The lieutenant governor, not a politician. He's a truck driver. What he did was filmed his commercials, his campaign on his cell phone. And put it up through social media. That's how he contacted. And he said he spent the bulk of his money on donuts to walk around and sit down and talk to people and go door to door and listen That's what American people want.
Yes,
that's
it. Perfect.
That's what they want.
They don't want these multi-million dollar ads that are bashing people back and forth.
They're saying, I don't need you to tell me what I want. They're saying, listen to me, and I will tell you what we need.
Right.
In a sense, Youngkin is Trump without the mean tweets.
You know, and for you to say that Youngkin is Trump, there was also a, on CNN again, who said that, are we looking at a new variant of the virus?
Oh, yeah, the Delta
that
variant.
It's the same type of virus, and it spreads rapidly. And he's talking about Republicans. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you guys are not just so insulted and offended by the way that they are speaking about us, and if what they did not learn from the election this week is that your divisive rhetoric and your hate speech, it's not working.
Right.
It's not working on us anymore.
You know, Melissa, I'm not angry about it. I love hearing them sputter and crackle and pop because we're winning.
Now,
and I'm not tired of winning.
We're a nonpartisan organization. Rick is going to give us his disclaimer if I don't.
Well, you know what? They got the independent vote big time. So
now that you brought that up, I don't see standing up for conservative values and the Constitution and patriotism, the national anthem, the Holy Bible. I don't see that as partisan.
No.
Now, true, there is one party that upholds those values.
Yes.
Supports those values through their platform, where the other party totally rejects all that now. So you make that choice yourself. We're not trying to tell you to follow one party over the other. We're saying, look at their values.
Well, unfortunately, not all the members of that party follow the values stated in the platform.
Understand.
So
it's
a mixed bag.
You have to look at the candidate, because I still believe there are probably Democrats who follow those values.
Right.
They're scarce as hen's teeth, but I think they're there.
The problem with them is, though, the party has a great deal of influence on how they vote. It can put financial pressure on them, threat of primary.
Mm-hmm.
So it's touch and go with somebody like that.
Yes.
You know, one thing that I heard, a commentary that I thought was really good, but he commented on the fact that, yes, Youngkin had Trump's endorsement, but he didn't lean on that. He made a lot of strong speeches about what was needed and of concern to Virginians.
Yes.
Applaud him for that. I thought that was a really good approach.
He apparently didn't say anything that was anti-America First or MAGA, whatever, but he didn't go there. It predominantly, as Hal said, he concentrated on Virginia and its needs, but they're very parallel.
And he ran a very positive campaign. He was supporting parents. He was talking about the things that mattered to people.
Yeah, to the what they call the kitchen table topics. But on the opposite side, his opponent, every single speech, especially leading up to the end, was let's bash these Trump supporters. He called Youngkin Trumpkin. And, you know, he just was so cocky and sure of himself that as long as we bash the MAGA supporters, you know, I'm going to win.
And the other thing he did was he bashed parents.
He did bash parents.
As far as curriculum and what goes on in school.
Keep the parents out of the classroom.
He did. Yeah.
Which is so awful.
Right. He said that parents have no place telling educators how to educate the children. And
I guess they've told him now.
Oh, they educated, they schooled him, as they say.
Well, the truth is we have rhinos and dinos and Democrats in name only and Republicans in name only that you've got to start looking at the content of their character. You've got to look at their record. What have they done versus what have they said? And I follow Joe Altman, that's Altmann, on Telegram, and he's got some good advice on that. He says stay ready and demand that Youngkin do exactly what he said he would do.
How refreshing.
Other words, accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, that's what we've got to do. We've got to hold him accountable. He said he would call for a forensic audit of every part of the 2020 election. He was voted in despite the massive fraud in the machines, and it's time that he does the right thing and keep that promise. You've got to hold him accountable for keeping the promises that they make, because they will go back on it.
You know what, Rick? I'm afraid that they didn't do the fraud in the machines this time, that they're holding that back for the midterms, and that might rear its ugly head again. I do hope they do that full audit.
Well, here's the thing about that. I'm not sure that they didn't still do some fraud, because the whole method that they're using to steal the elections, and the reason they got outed and caught in this last one, depends on you showing up at the polls.
Mm-hmm.
Because the projections of how to rig the algorithm is they go by past voting history.
Yeah.
They expect, okay.
Hence they had to close down some of them during the middle of the night.
The percentage of people that we can count on voting our way versus the percentage of people we can count on by historical records,
yep,
voting the other way,
yep,
and that's how they tune the algorithm so that it doesn't look like something mischievous.
And conservatives turned out in droves in 2020.
And that's why they had to stop the thing in the middle of the night, because the algorithm wasn't expecting those. I mentioned Joe Altman. Well, he and another one, Lady Draza, just had a presentation down in Carteret County. The Carteret County's Republicans Women Club brought him in, and I attended that. And he goes through explaining all that. And if you're on Telegram, look up Joe Altman, Joe Altmann. And you can also search for Lady Draza. Excellent resources. She's more into the math aspect of it. And she can show you a lot of interesting data on that and the statistics to back it up. But Joe, now, he is a true all-American patriot, and he tells you it's time to take a stand. I mean, he doesn't.
I agree.
Right.
It absolutely infuriates me and
all right. Well, we're going to take a break and let you cool down, Rainer.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. this Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout Eastern North Carolina. Pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we're going to move on to another topic that really gets me fired up, folks. And I was talking about Joe Altman. He got hot on this topic the other night, and it's the tyrannical treatment of our January 6th prisoners in D.C. It's a threat to our democracy and folks.
Republic.
These are our fellow citizens that have been imprisoned for over a year now, or almost a year.
Yeah,
9 months.
Nine months.
Yeah.
They have been not formally charged. Some of them. They have had no trial. Louis Gohmert, Representative Louis Gohmert. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, I believe it was, tried to get in so he could visit with one of his constituents, and they refused him access today.
Yeah, there's you're talking about the thing that comes in on our computers. Well,
Telegram.
That came into Telegram today, and it ended up saying, call the jail to demand oversight and transparency. And Rainer and I both did. We called up there, and each had something to say about way the people were treated that were there for because of being there on January the 6th.
Did you get a machine or a human?
No, we got a recording. Yeah. Yeah, both of them were recordings.
The thing that is really aggravating to me is last week in Washington, D.C., there was a protest, and they broke into the Department of the Interior's headquarters. 78 people were arrested for obstructing traffic, and three of them were charged with assault of a police officer. Nothing like that happened on January 6th.
These were environmental protesters,
environmental,
Mary.
Yes.
And
so
how many people...
The left loves them.
Number one, how many people have heard about this protest last week?
Well, we all have.
How many of the BLM protesters from 2020 were let out of jail? And Kamala Harris contributed to the bail fund.
Mm-hmm.
This is, our Justice Department has been so upside down ever
it's
since
the Department
President Obama.
In, yeah, it's the
Department
of Justice.
And we need to get it back. We need to put the blindfold back on Lady Justice.
Well,
yep.
Dad, I think it was something good did come out of Louis Gohmert. What did he do? Follow that up.
It was the U.S. Marshal that he went to, and the U.S. Marshal visited the D.C. gulag there, and they do have authority to be able to go into that. But we still don't have any video or...
Well, the U.S. Marshal declared that
the conditions were not appropriate.
He absolutely did. So
I think he used the word
truth to come out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think he used that word.
Well, you know... Here's an article about fake news freaks out over Tucker Carlson's January 6th investigation.
Yes.
And they haven't even seen it yet.
Yeah.
All you have to do, they're running scared because they know the truth is on our side.
Yep.
And they're afraid that the truth is going to be revealed. That's why they won't let anybody in. Mm-hmm. That's why they won't cooperate. And Tucker Carlson, you got to give him credit. He goes after him. He goes after him hard. And he's got he released his three-part series on the January 6th protest and the storming of the Capitol this week. So if you get a chance to go out there and find that and look at it, there's a lot of things that are being uncovered and revealed, and the truth comes out in the light.
I want to make a comment about the truth coming out and what the fear of the truth coming out. If you think back to the 2016 election, there was a comment allegedly made by Hillary Clinton to Donna Brazil, and it's in Donna Brazil's book, that says, "You better fix this or we'll all hang." Now, you don't normally hang because you lose an election.
Right.
What was she talking about? And is that really the root of what's going on in the Justice Department and all the secrecy that they are scared to death of the truth in a lot of areas coming out?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
And I think the first shoe may have fallen today with the Donchenko being
the
arrested.
Russian.
With the DARM probe. We did have an arrest today.
Yeah. Yes.
And before we get into his arrest, I do want to point out that if you do not watch Congress, they stream what they're doing in there. Okay, so you can actually watch all day long what they're doing. And watch it. The Republican side are fighting against DOJ. They are fighting against the Department of Justice. They are calling them in, and they are holding them to the fire. And it's good to see, because they are, and you're not going to see this on mainstream media. You're not going to see a plug of, Jim Jordan going after Merrick Garland and things like that.
One American News carries it.
One American News does. You're right. And you can find it. It's on YouTube. I mean, you can find it and watch it. It's out there. Educate yourself. Don't listen to what they're telling you or not telling you. You need to find it for yourself.
Right.
Now, yes, there was a big arrest in the DARM probe, and he was, tell me his name again, Igor
Donchenko.
He is actually a Russian that was arrested in the Russian probe. And the reason why he is so substantial is because he was the biggest player that behind the Christopher Steele dossier.
He was the primary researcher.
He was the one and feeding the facts.
Yeah, right.
And he was actually arrested he lied five times to under oath. He lied five times. To the FBI. And so this was 4 years ago. He was finally arrested. I mean, I am thankful he was arrested. But this happened 4 years ago. January 6th happened when?
Nine months ago.
And they are, right and left, So it just shows you where they're, and if you don't think that the Steele dossier was important or that the Russia hoax was important, you're delusional. Yeah.
That's a good point, Melissa, because
that's what we
have been so guilty of, and why we find ourselves where we're at today. We forget too soon and too easily the atrocities that have been perpetrated on us by this socialist-leaning dictatorship.
Well, I don't think this group forgets, and I think we remind others.
I wasn't
others.
Pointing fingers back at us necessarily, but I think...
No, I see what you're saying.
Overall, that's one of the big problems, How many people... Is this issue about the January 6th rioters or insurrectionists, as they call them, being locked up without due process, being... treated terribly.
Horrible.
Yeah. How many people is that on their mind? And they're standing up wanting something done, and they're demanding. Another aspect of that, and talking about the light and the truth being revealed, is the uncovering of the FBI's role in promoting that and agents that were participating, informants that were being paid to participate. Mm-hmm. Well, here's my honest opinion, not necessarily a CCTA opinion, so I'll just say this is my opinion. The insurrection, as they call it, was not started by patriots that went to protest against the steal of the election and were there listening to their president, Donald J. Trump. All that started prior to Trump ending his speech. They were already at the Capitol. They were already... crossing barricades, trying to enter the building. All that started before the true Trump patriots that were there for a peaceful demonstration, exercising their constitutional rights and freedoms of free speech, and to meet and assemble and to protest against what was being done. And that was the stealing of the election. had nothing to do with insurrection, taking over the Capitol, causing damage or anything like that. But the people that were there organizing it, and they have uncovered the video, they have the evidence, they know, those people are the ones that led the charge. Well, now, if you've ever been in a big crowd of people that are being egged on and are passionate about something, a lot of them will start to follow the activity. Yep. And that they got them riled up, they got them going forward, and they got them entering the building, but they weren't committing these horrible, horrific crimes of insurrection that you see about. And there's a video that was out there, Spygate Declassified, and it's where they exposed the agent Epps, FBI agent Epps and all. And you'll find, if, like Melissa said, you'll go searching for the truth yourself, you will find it. It's out there. You just have to determine for yourself which side you want to believe and base it on the evidence.
Right.
Rick, I believe that you have just absolutely nailed what happened, that it was a relatively small group and they were not MAGA patriots at all.
No, they have videos of them changing clothes.
Yes, I've seen them.
Yes.
This is a point that I really want to make, because had those MAGA patriots, how many people were there?
I think there was over a million myself.
Yeah, I do too. Okay. Had a million people who are gun-toting, Bible-toting people who are, for the most part, physically ready, many of them former military, many of them good shots. Had they mounted an insurrection, it would have been a bloodbath.
Absolutely.
Insurrection is a teetotally wrong word for
especially
what happened.
Especially with the Capitol Police basically standing down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it would have been... If they're insurrectionists, that's the poorest, horrible. I was saying before the show that, you know, they call Republicans insurrectionists and racists. We are the worst at it ever.
Absolutely. Well, we got to take another quick break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
Hey folks, here's a tip. When you think firearms and ammo, think East 70 Palm. They've been on Highway 70 east of New Bern across from the fairgrounds for 31 years. Drew Preston and his staff know firearms. Gun sales have tripled in under a year, and women shooters are the fastest growing part of their business. Their great inventory, over 300 guns in stock, changes daily. And if you want something they don't have, they'll look for it. New and used, rifles, shotguns, and pistols, buy, sell, or trade. And they also have many holsters, scopes, and other gun accessories. Every member of the staff is deeply knowledgeable, and every one of them is an excellent shooter. So don't just come for the inventory, come for the thoughtful advice. East 70 Palm, your home for firearms, ammo, and answers. Highway 70 East, New Bern, across from the fairgrounds.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
How would you like to buy a present, be inspired, and have your spirits lifted? It's easy. Just visit Carolina Creations at 317 Pollock Street in downtown New Bern. You'll find an amazing array of gallery-worthy paintings, one-of-a-kind jewelry, pottery, glassware, greeting cards, personal adornments, and all sorts of temptations. Everything is displayed to please the eye. Prices run the gamut from a few dollars to a few thousand dollars. Many items are by local artists and artisans. Carolina Creations has been voted Best Gallery, Best Gift Shop, and Best Jewelry Store by the Sun Journal's readers. Stop in and see why. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will let you browse to your heart's content or swing into helpful mode if that's needed. You'll enjoy a visit to Carolina Creations. That's a promise.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, folks, I hope we've captured your attention and you find it interesting, and it causes you to go out and start researching. Fact check us. Don't rely on Facebook to do it. Don't rely on other people to do it. You do it. You go and do the research and see if what we're telling you is true, if our sources are right, or if our sources are wrong. Let us know. If we are saying anything that you find out is not factual or can't be backed up by good sources, you let us know. There's a feedback button on our website, cctaxpayers.com, feedback. You can contact us and say, hey, you said this, and here's what I found out, and what you're saying is not right, because we try to provide you the sources.
And if somebody does that, please provide us the sources of their information.
And we'll bring you on the show and let you, you know, we'll let you present the facts as you have found them, because our main objective here is to get the truth out, and that's it. We want to get the truth out.
I want to head back to what we were talking about with the January 6th insurrectionists and what you said, Dad, that there is a lot of evidence coming out. And again, watch these hearings in Congress, watch them for yourself, you know, and get that information. But and these people testifying. And when you have these people that were there, there's also evidence that has come out that they were actually in groups and on social media long before. Okay, so it wasn't just they were there that day. They were actually, you know, in these
other
groups,
yes,
and getting them fired up. Now, am I saying that there are not citizens out there, patriots out there who were ready on the verge, let's do this kind of thing? Absolutely.
All they needed was somebody to instigate.
Right, absolutely they were. And it's not that they don't have their own mind, you know.
Yeah.
But when you are in a crowd setting and people are fired up, it's very easy to start rolling. Now, were there, and you can see it on the videos, were there a lot, hundreds of people who ran towards that Capitol and went, whoa, this is not what I signed up for, and immediately exited.
Right.
Yes, you can see it. You can see them pushing their way back out, going back out to where they wanted to be, where it was safe to be, where it was supposed to be, because that's what they wanted, was just listen to us, hear our voices.
Right.
So, there were hundreds and thousands who turned around and came back and said, no, this is not right. So, there absolutely is that crowd mentality. There were people who were egged on. There were people who were egging them on. And there were people who did the wrong thing. But it is not a simple laid out. And that's what I was trying to say with the Durham thing. You know, we were all called idiots and conspiracy theorists. And, you know, Trump is tied up with Russia. It's proven. It's fact. Blah, blah. And you're finding out now it was all made up by Hillary Clinton, his opponent.
Right.
So this is all going to come out further.
There's another story, a hot issue out there, that back on the subject of we forget too soon or too easily, a lot of it. Carl Rittenhouse.
Cal
Rittenhouse. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's come out now. The FBI had the video.
They had a drone. FBI had a drone there.
They know the truth of what happened. They have the evidence of it, but our agencies are corrupt. Our FBI, not all FBI agents.
No.
But at the top levels, these agencies are corrupt. The ones that are calling the shots and pulling the strings are corrupt. And we're not getting justice in this country. The Justice Department is corrupt.
Yes.
And Justice Department.
Right. And so many seats of these judges that have been appointed, not elected, have been appointed by socialists with socialist agendas, and they are appointing socialist judges. Now, that's my statement on that, and hope you can go out and fact check me.
And I just am going to say this last, and I'm done. I'm off the air. I just want to say that what we have learned from this past week and the voters and the stories that are coming out is, guys, I feel so just lighthearted. America is waking up finally.
Yep.
Thank God. And we are paying attention. Every day Joe is paying attention and he is ready to stand up and we're not taking it. Yeah. And that is what every single citizen out there, you need to do it.
Whether we don't advocate for violence.
No, absolutely
at all,
not.
But
well, they voted. And won.
Right.
It's not violence.
Right.
They voted. Their voices were heard.
But they're still being labeled as white supremacists
and racist.
And racist.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Well, no. That's okay. That's okay because the lieutenant governor they wanted, she's in there and she's going to do an amazing job.
Right.
We've got something going on here locally that shows people are waking up.
Yes.
Well, I already mentioned that Jennifer Dacey, who is a lawyer who gets involved in cases involving juveniles primarily, and she's being our next speaker at our regular meetings that'll be on the 16th of this month, November, at Stanley Hall Ballroom. But anyway, she had asked people to start calling Tim Mason, Speaker of the North Carolina House, because of some concern that some legislation was being considered which would curtail some of our citizens' rights around the COVID situation. And then it must have been very effective because I got a call today from Steve Tyson, who's our representative there. He said, what is all this business about? We're considering legislation that would curtail a lot of a citizen's rights in North Carolina and require them to get COVID shots and things like that. I said, well, that's Jennifer Dacey said that was an issue and that we ought to call Tim Moore about that, and we've been doing it. And he said, I don't know, but we regular folks down here, I don't know about that level, but at our level, with the regular folks here, we don't know anything about that. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to find out about it, and I'll get back to you.
But, folks, our phone calls make a difference.
Yes. They do.
Yes.
Being present, standing up, being seen, being heard, those are all your constitutional rights, and they do make a difference. So we urge you, folks, get out there, get involved, come to the CCTA meeting on the 16th. You'll learn a lot about how to get involved and be a peaceful activist.
Yep.
So visit our website, cctaxpayers.com, for more information. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll be with you again next week.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.